Independence Day is this Thursday, and of course that means celebrating those who serve our country and serving them plenty of barbecue too. I am with Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and he's here to tell us more about the rich barbecue flavors of South Carolina that are sure to be at a lot of cookouts this Thursday. And Commissioner, I know you enjoy a good barbecue just as much as I do.
I probably enjoy it too much, but I do also, like everyone else, enjoy the 4th of July, not just for the fun and the fireworks and the barbecue, but just to think on really the people who put it all on the line to help us have this great country and the foundation of it. And, you know, South Carolina had more battle sites than any other state in the Revolutionary War. There's an article over the last weekend, but very proud of that. And then our heritage throughout the centuries of being a very patriotic state with a lot of veterans who retire here. So a real time to highlight South Carolina, even though a relatively small state, but pretty big in the history of this country being what it is. But I don't know that that'll be on people's minds this Thursday when they're eating their barbecue in different parts of the state.
Well, you know what? I think it ought to be, especially as you talk about the rich history of liberty in South Carolina. You know, we always think about, Concord and Lexington up in Massachusetts. But number one, as you mentioned, South Carolina has more Revolutionary War sites than Massachusetts. And number two, Massachusetts cannot do a barbecue to save their lives.
Their idea of a barbecue is what we call a cookout.
That's right.
Having traveled this state so much as commissioner and having grown up in Orangeburg County, I understand, mustard-based barbecue sauce. Grew up with it just about every weekend when my neighbors had a little one-night-only barbecue joint, as we all call the good ones.
That's right.
So that's the mustard base, and then when you get across the river going up into the PD, you'll see a different sauce, a little tangier, one that might keep your sinuses open for a couple of days if you hit the right place. You move upstate, you'll find a little more tomato influence. So and then down in the low country, a little spicy and pepper and vinegar. Some of the restaurants from rural South Carolina have made their way to Charleston. You know, Charleston is such a food mecca that some restaurants really from some out-of-the-way places are expanding into Charleston, and people really are, I think, falling in love with barbecue even more as they travel to South Carolina. But in my job as commissioner, I get to cover a lot of roads and places, and I try to get by as many barbecue places as I can just to check them out and see that they're holding up our traditions. So,
yes, sir.
July 4th, no better time to think about just what a great place it is to live in South Carolina with either barbecue or some other stuff from nearby, from our farms. Peaches are just full speed ahead. We'll get into the Freestone peaches in July. Mm. Boiled peanuts are not far around the corner, so it's just a good holiday to celebrate our freedom and our food.
You know, that's got to be a tough job, traveling around the state, trying out all those different kinds of barbecue. I know you just dread it, Commissioner.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you have stepped up to the plate, Commissioner.
There we go.
Happy 4th of July, everybody, and enjoy some good old South Carolina barbecue while you're at it. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.